many snow-starved parts of Alaska have seen the ground finally turn to white. But as for this notion of a white Halloween, it's like anticipation building in the lower 48 for a white Christmas. Let's just go with it. Some places in Alaska may not reach that benchmark, technically speaking. That's because, as UAF climatologist Brian Brettschneider tells me, technically there would need to be enough to round up to 1 inch. Brettschneider says, at least at the official technical lower-lying measuring sites in Anchorage and Fairbanks, it's looking like Halloween will not have a total of more than half an inch, technically, and therefore an unwhite, technically, Halloween.
That's a little bit misleading because pretty much everyone has snow on the ground, but it's the third year in a row for Fairbanks with less than an inch of snow on the ground. So even though they have an over 90% track record of having an inch plus of snow on the ground on Halloween, this is the third year in a row that they're going to not live up to that expectation.
Tell me more about the snowfall around the state. I guess Anchorage got its first real snow, Fairbanks, Bethel, since the last time we talked elsewhere. How would you characterize this year's kind of first real snowfall for a lot of the state?
We are way behind for snow almost everywhere. I mean, Fairbanks had their least snowiest October on record. Anchorage has had some Octobers with no snow before. Bethel had their first snow of the season yesterday. That's the second latest they've ever gone for their first snow, and their first latest was back in 1937. And then Nome and Kotzebue, they've started to get a little bit of snow, but they're way behind. King Salmon has had no snow. So most places way behind on snow. And that's actually a trend for the last 15 or so years. October used to be much snowier, especially in the interior. October used to be the snowiest month of the year. That has drastically changed with much reduced snowfall in the month of October.
And colder, if I remember correctly. There was a Halloween in my past when I was younger where it was very cold and I refused to wear a warm coat because it would ruin my costume. And I got pneumonia that winter, unfortunately. But I wonder if you could take us back to some bygone years where it was a little colder and what sort of records are we looking at?
So some of the Halloweens in the early 1970s, very, very cold. So 1975 is kind of the benchmark. There were some places in the interior that dropped below zero, like in North Pole, for example, was 41 below zero. And even for the high temperature, so Fairbanks that year had a high of minus 20. And then if you go back to, say, the early 1990s, 1992 in particular, very, very cold. Temperatures in the minus 20s, minus 30s around the central interior, high temperatures below zero, quite a bit colder.
So am I allowed to say, like, you know, back in my day, it was colder and snowier. We had to walk uphill both ways. Do I have a legit right to that?
In this case, yes. You know, my experience is people's weather memories are very often quite flawed. People say, oh, it was colder then, or it was warmer then. And I pull up the record books. And in many cases, again, people's memories are really sketchy. In this case, those weather memories are probably correct. You know, we've been talking about a white Halloween, but a couple places have had really wet Halloweens in the past. Places like Cordova, Kodiak, some areas in the Juneau area, 6, 7, even as much as 9 inches of rain on Halloween's past. The record is 1935, 9.5 inches of rain at the Perseverance Mine near Juneau. But even in recent years, like Little Port Walter on Baranoff Island, 8.5 inches of rain in 2003, and 5.5 inches of rain just 4 years ago. So those areas in Southeast, this is the heart of their rainy season. So, you know, those big Gulf of Alaska storms can dump a lot of rain on Halloween.
So if you're a kid down there trying to go out trick-or-treating, you should be dressed as like Aquaman or the Little Mermaid or something, I guess.
Definitely. You know, in the mainland part of the state, dressing up for Halloween conundrum is always wearing a big parka or jacket over your Halloween outfit. In Southeast, it's going to be wearing a rain jacket.
Yes, the parka lesson I learned the hard way. Brian, thanks as always for being here.
My pleasure.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist based in Anchorage with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He checks in every other week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state.